Hello and welcome to the second season of Brawl Stars and with Zoss and Ben.
I am Zoss.
And I'm Ben. And we're trying something new. So we hit episode 50. So this is technically 51. Well, we do have a bunch of like mini episodes and whatever. So technically this is like 61 or something.
That'd be like 68 or something.
I don't know. But this is our season 2 first episode 1. So we're doing a new kind of episode. It's when we don't know what to do for an episode. It's called a free talk. So we'll just talk about anything going on in our lives or Brawl Stars related or whatever we want to talk about. Be like around 10 minutes. That sound good to you?
Sure.
Yeah. But before we do that, I got to get some boring stuff out of the way.
Yeah.
And that boring stuff is sort of just slipped my mind right now. All right. I'll be back in a sec with... Once I remember the boring stuff. All right, after 10 seconds, I remember the boring stuff. So, first thing, we're making a YouTube video tomorrow. It might not be posted tomorrow, but that's when we're recording it.
Maybe on Saturday. If I want to edit it insanely amazing, which
you can't really do that in iMovie.
Yeah, unless I upload it to the computer.
Yeah, but
yes,
we're doing a YouTube video. We're probably going to be doing... We're probably going to be having... You saw Gray and the Mortis training video. You probably saw him.
Yeah, we may recruit him.
Yeah, so we're probably gonna be doing 2v1s in friendly matches. So my idea is, like, we take a wheel, all the brawlers on it, spin the wheel 3 times, then whoever lost the last round gets the first pick. So let's say Nita, Rico, and BL were spun. Then let's say I just lost the round. Who do I choose? Oh, I want to go with Nita. And then they would choose. Then they would have.
Only everyone has.
Well,
like, could you be Max?
Yeah, I could be Max. Like, if we spin, like, well, Gray has Max too.
Yeah.
But, like, if we spin, I don't know, like, Sandy and 2 other brawlers, then you would have to be Sandy because you're the only one that has Sandy. But
what do we spin? Oh, we're just not going to have Leon and stuff. Okay, I want to say.
But first.
Yes, fine. Excited.
If I had just won a game and then we spin, then they get the first pick, then I get the next pick, then they get the last pick. So that's probably how the video is going to go. And you probably won't be able to see the spinner thing because I'll be spinning it on a Chromebook and we'll be screen recording on like a phone or iPod. And I do not want to transfer the videos over
because
that'll
lazy,
be really annoying.
Even though I could do
and
that.
It, I don't know if you can actually transfer from a laptop to like a phone.
Yeah, but we're going to end up uploading.
Yeah, but I don't think we can.
Oh, then we'd have to cut a bunch of... Yeah,
all right, what
really
was
hard.
The thing you wanted to say?
What was I going to say? I don't... Oh, I got... I dipped my Gale some trophies, and then he...
Wait, this is for later in the episode.
This is mentioning... Oh, okay.
So the second boring thing might not be boring. I actually got Squeak after getting that awful unboxing. So, it was like after a season reset, there's a mega box and a big box for star points in the shop. And in the mega box, I got Squeak, 3-item mega box. One of them was a brawler. So that's pretty cool. I have him at level 7 right now. I gave him some power points. He's like rank 8 or something.
Yeah, and I got a 7-item mega box that would have given you like 6 brawlers or something. and I got Tripwire and I got, not Tripwire. I got
Extra Noxious.
Extra Noxious, and I got my hopes up for another Star Power Brawler, and then Tripwire just comes in. It's just like, why do they order it that way?
All right, but I think that's all the boring stuff out of the way. It might not be boring to you. So now I guess we'll just talk about Brawl Stars, our life. But I don't think you guys know us that well. Well, you might, some of you listening, but I don't think most of you know us that well. So I think we're going to start by telling you, once again, we do live in Canada. You probably already know that.
We're not going to give information to strangers.
And to all you American listeners, we can go, oh, let's chug some maple syrup. from, like, being down in the States, like, vacations, like, Florida and whatever, Americans seem a lot like Canadians. Well, most of them, not the crazy ones. But that's our biased opinion, so.
Yeah, and... I do have maple syrup barley.
Is it called maple syrup barley?
We just call it lumberjack barley because it was coat. It's like 2 stereotypes mashed into 1. Maple syrup and like a jacket is like furry and...
What's he called? He's just called Maple Barley. Yeah. Not Maple Syrup. Okay. We were close. Yeah, so also another thing about us, we do live in Ontario, in southern Ontario, so we're not like... It's not always cold here. It's actually been very hot lately.
It's kind of annoying.
It's been in the mid-10s. Very, very hot. I'm joking.
No, it's
like... it's been in like the 20s and 30s.
Oh, to you Celsius. Guys, that would be like 87.
Oh, yeah. This isn't Celsius 20s and 30s. So that'd be like around the 70s, 80s in Fahrenheit, I'd say.
Yeah.
If you use Fahrenheit. Use Kelvin, I have no clue.
If you're like from Texas, it would be like not very hot.
But, or if you're from like Florida or something.
Yeah, I'm just saying Texas because that was the first
state. And I think the coldest day in winter we had this year was like negative 16, so that's not that bad. But usually the coldest day is like negative 25.
But it's like climate change. Yay!
It's weird. Like we've had days where it's been like in the negative, and then the next day it's like 20 plus degrees.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
No more personal information about where we live.
No, not about where we live, but... I'm in grade 9, you're in grade 6.
Yeah.
You probably know our birthdays because we've done like episodes on our birthdays and mentioned it's our birthdays. If you don't know about that, then you should find them. Give us more listens.
I'm not gonna tell you.
The episode numbers are like, one of them was really early on. And yeah, my birthday was actually a week after we started our podcast. Yeah,
mine was YouTube.
Yeah, we did a YouTube.
And like no one watched it I think we got
a good 40 views.
Yeah, that's a lot, right, guys?
I mean, it's good for, like, having 25 subscribers.
There's 24. Hey, we gained one. That is fact.
Oh, sorry, you just heard a little bit of our video. let's see, 33 views on your birthday video. Alright. Now we can talk about Brawl Stars. So you were talking about Gale, I believe.
Oh yeah, so I dipped him 20 trophies and then the season reset, so I dipped him 26 trophies. And then I just easily regained him yesterday on Feast or Famine. That was like the best I've ever played high up as Gale, to me.
Feast or Famine is my favorite map. You can play like anyone there.
Yeah. And also, I'm sorry, I'm mind blanking.
Because I'm typing in stuff?
Yes, I was looking
at it. I will X that out then.
That's cool.
What's cool? Xing out a tab?
I saw the YouTube thingy with the name on it.
Banner?
Yes. So then when I was playing Gale, I lost. I played El Primo afterwards because I dipped him. No.
And you lost 18 trophies with El Primo, didn't you?
Yeah, I lost 16 actually because I was already one below. And then I pushed him back up today and I was in a lot of trouble. It took me like 20 minutes. It's kind of sad. Even though it's Skull Creek, what are you doing with your hand over my eyes?
Oh, because I know you get distracted if I ever type something into the Chromebook.
Because I want to see what you're doing.
So just close your eyes and talk.
And I dipped some Nia trophies, then I gained her back today. And,
you don't need to tell them every single thing about your trophy pushing. I'm going to tell you some like a little thing about my trophy pushing. So I have 6 rank 25s, got them all back up to their respective rank, for Max. She's still one trophy below. I did dip my Mortis 30 trophies. I just kept running into Shelly's in Showdown.
Why did you play Max today? I saw quite a few Maxes.
I like Max on tomorrow's map, Skull Creek. I think that's tomorrow's map.
No, today's Skull Creek.
Stormy Plains. Well, let me check. Let me check when Stormy Plains is.
Here I will say something.
Yeah, Stormy Plains is next. So I'm gonna be pushing my Max back to rank 25 tomorrow. It won't be much of a push. I'll just probably play one game.
I know what I'll say. I have a different name than Zoss, and we have let it slip many times. We've tried to edit it out, and sometimes we're just lazy. So if you can find it, please don't tell.
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter.
They won't know what your true name is because it's just your short form. Ha! Oh no, now they know that you have a short form in your name. in case you don't know, Ben is not the full form of my name. It's also a short form.
Hey, your name is Benjamin.
My name's Benjamin. It might be. You never know.
Yes.
Actually, you've probably called me my full form.
Oh yeah, I have. Point. I have. I've been like...
Yeah, but that's fine. I don't really care.
Yeah, it does.
You don't know our last name? You might somehow. I don't know how you would.
I know, because your other account that I think you may have posted on our channel.
Oh, yeah, I should probably delete that.
Yeah, delete all of those so they don't know our last name.
Yeah, I don't know if she could track us, though, or expose us.
Yeah, because you don't know my name. You only know his full name.
My short form.
Dang.
What else should we talk about?
Salty Sea Dogs. Oh, I know we can talk about Mustang Gaming, so we're friends with them.
Oh, yeah, people. Yeah.
And, yeah, they're better than us, but we're better than them. They're just... they have more subscribers, so they're better on YouTube, but we're better in real life, because that's how the world works. And, you can check them out.
We're better because we're bigger in real life.
Yeah, but also, if can comment on their videos, say that they're good, and say that we are good.
Yeah, Mustang Gaming, they got just over 70 subscribers.
Yes.
Their last video was responding to hate comments. It was hilarious.
Yeah, the hate comments are funny.
By Steve Stromer. Steve, if you're listening, we don't like you.
Yeah, you're mean.
I doubt you are, though.
Yeah, that'd be really weird.
So you just kept comment. They did, like, Minecraft mostly. They did Minecraft, Rocket League.
Stuff like that.
I think those are the only games. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the
channel.
That
video said 3 hours ago, and then just switched to 4 hours, and it got way more views. It got, like,
wow, you're amazing.
19 more views.
All right, so what do they have? They have Minecraft, Rocket League, a little bit of Fall Guys from when it was
99
good.
Views on.
Yeah, they have one Fall Guy video, and then they've got some Rocket League and Minecraft. So if you're interested in Rocket League and Minecraft, they haven't posted a Rocket League video in 5 months, but their last video is a week ago. Like, they post, like, twice a month around there. Well, they once had, like, 5 videos a month. Yeah, they're probably way more consistent than we are in our upload schedule.
Oh, Vader the Tater commented on them, probably from us.
Yeah, because Vader the Tater, we also know him in real life.
Yeah.
He's probably listened to this.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think he listens to our podcast. I think he does more of the YouTube stuff. Because he's commented on most of it, like, 20 minutes we've posted it.
You can't
it's
really...
kind of scary. Oh, yeah, he got
his
vaccine.
Notifications.
I think I may have told you that. He is vaccinated.
Some people comment because there's notifications.
Yeah. Tommy in it. Who's that?
Oh, that's a famous dude.
Oh, is that in Dream?
Yeah, Tommy Innit has, like, 10 million subscribers, right? Yeah, 9 million.
9.38.
He's a Minecraft dude.
Who's Tubbo?
I guess you don't know. He's another Minecraft dude, probably.
Wait, why don't they post Minecraft stuff? You push Tubby out of the plane? What?
I like skydiving, probably. You don't care about Tommy Innit, I bet. If you want to know, if you want to know other video games you play, the video games I've played over my life, that I, like, actually played the most. The first game I played a bunch was Mario Kart. We would play that together, actually.
Yeah, like, once a week or something.
I loved that game when I was, like, 6
oh,
to,
yeah.
like, 7.
We
and
got,
then...
like, at first we'd play, like, certain maps and we'd get, like, last place and then other maps.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be, like, gods.
We'd get last place and CPUs and it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Mario Kart was really fun.
Yeah.
And then we both actually played Super Smash Bros. Together.
Yeah.
And then... you didn't play it with me one time, and I figured out how to beat the game, like, go through all the bosses or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's actually a beating the game. It was just, like, it's called single player or something, and I did it. And I beat it, and I was like, wow, I'm insane. I'm a pro.
When we first played, I think I beat you, but I also died many times. I think you died, like, 12 times, yeah. And I died, like, 10.
And the next game that was my favorite game was Minecraft. Because I remember my friend said Minecraft, I really wanted it. My mom was like, oh, I'll buy you Minecraft. I was like, yes!
She bought our crappy old computer.
Oh, yeah, that computer.
Glitch every minute.
Yeah, the computer died, like, 2 years after we got Minecraft. But, so, we played Minecraft for, like, a year and a half. It took, like, 30 minutes to get into the game.
Mm-hmm.
Then I played Clash Royale, because all my friends at school were playing it. Played that for a good amount of time.
Can you play Fortnite?
And then... I got a game called Mini Militia.
Oh, that game. There's blood in that.
And
rated PG.
I played that for probably a year. It was pretty fun, actually.
Yeah,
it's like
fun.
Brawl Stars, kind of, though.
It's just, like, more human,
so,
less human.
Let me just explain it. So, it's like, instead of an overhead view like Brawl Stars, it's got a side view, so it's just more like going up onto things. And you got, like, a little rocket booster and, like jetpack feet.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't it run out if you were there? You'd fall and die.
Yeah. I don't know if there's fall damage.
Oh, yeah.
But you could fall off the edge of the map. And there were a bunch of guns you could pick up. And it was like one? It was like respawn based. Yeah, it's basically Lone Star, but without the stars. It's just whoever gets the most kills wins. And yeah, I actually was really good at that game.
So it's a logical Lone Star.
I was insane at that game. Wow.
Actually, Lone Star is kind of like Assassinate, because if you assassinate,
then
like
Fortnite blew up
president.
And was the most insane game ever. So, I didn't really play it. What game did I play then? I think I just. Oh yeah, that was when we got back into Minecraft. Remember that?
Oh yeah, and we played on like tablets or something.
Oh yeah, we had tablets. I forgot about that.
And I also played a Dragon something. No, Monster Legends.
Yeah, we love Monster Legends at some point.
I wanted to play a lot of games. Spend money on it, but luckily
you did.
My tablet broke before I could do that. Thank you, tablet.
Yeah, we got tablets when we were in like grade 5.
Yes.
Those were constant.
No, you were grade
5.
I was like grade 1.
Oh, yeah.
They were probably like
$100. Grade 1? No, you're like grade 2 if I was in grade 5.
You're acting like it's such a large difference.
Well, yeah, but 4 years sounds way.
Oh, yeah, you have braces. That is something else to know.
Yeah, and I have top braces only. I'm getting bottom braces tomorrow.
Yeah, and then we bought a Nintendo Switch after Christmas because we didn't get it.
Yeah,
Christmas.
We got it like the year after. We got it in like season 7 Fortnite.
We got it on Boxing Day, and then we downloaded Fortnite like a week after.
No, we downloaded Fortnite the same day.
I thought our mom was like, well, we have. No, never mind. No. Never mind.
Then, big
Zelda.
Brain. No. I'm still talking about Fortnite. We got the free battle pass on Fortnite.
Okay.
We got season 8, fully completed it. Season 9, completed it without the fort bites because those were really annoying. Season 10, got like a third of it through the battle pass. Then didn't play the game anymore because it sucked in season at 10.
Yeah, and it's still
then
kind of
then got
bad.
Back into it like halfway through season, Chapter 2, Season 1, which is basically the start of Chapter 2, Season 1, since it was twice as long as a regular season, got to, like, Tier 200 or something. Then we got Chapter 2, Season 2, maxed that out. We didn't get, like, Gold Peel or anything. And then we got, like, a third of the,
next one.
Well, Chapter 2, Season 3 Battle Pass. I didn't play at all during that one.
I played,
like, one game.
I hated
the water and the sharks. That was awful.
I know, the sharks are, like, I didn't even get hit by sharks, but I just didn't like the idea of them.
And then Chapter 2, Season 4, we did not get the Brawl Pass, because I think you waste... Battle Pass, because you wasted a lot of V-Bucks on dances.
Yes, because I wanted to be cool kid, because I was satisfied with the Peely and stuff.
Oh yeah, his favorite skin's Peely, right?
And no, Doggo is, but...
Doggo? But you don't have Doggo.
Yes.
And then Chapter 2, Season 4. I wish I played that during that season, because there was all the superpower stuff. You played during that a lot. I remember you would always Skybase with your friends.
I played that, like, I did Skybase once.
And then, I don't remember logging on at all during Season 5, but apparently we have some achievements from that time. And then I got back into Fortnite, like, a month ago. I played it, like, every month with my friends, and then we play it, like, 4 days a week now.
He doesn't play Brawl Stars that much anymore.
I play Brawl Stars like 10 minutes a day.
Tier 70.
I'm tier 70 and I've got like an extra like, well, not right now. I don't have extra 20 big boxes, but I would. And yeah, right now, I actually didn't really like Fortnite when I played it today.
You played
though.
Zelda, Legend of Zelda Breath
we did
of
play,
Wild.
That was...
Between Fortnites.
No. When did we play it?
When I got it for my birthday.
No, because I remember we still liked Fortnite then. Oh, we played it in between Season X and Chapter 2, Season 1.
Okay. And then for me, yeah, I like basically the same
yeah,
stuff.
The exact same stuff.
I just didn't do Clash Royale. I did Clash Royale
oh,
a little bit
oh, yes.
different time.
And then after Fortnite, like when I didn't like in like Season 3 or something, I liked Clash Royale again. And then, what do you know, Happy Mans, who's been on our channel before, host of Mustang Gaming.
Yes.
He does say his name there, but I'm not going to spoil it for you guys.
We're not telling you which one.
You can go over there and check out his videos, give him views to know his name. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, there's a, like, we were on a Google Meet with him or something and his brother, and he was like, oh, there's a free skin in the shop. And I was like, what? And like, Fortnite? Because that is the only game I thought of that had skins. And he's like, no, Brawl Stars. I'm like, well, I'll download it to get the free skin.
Was that
and...
Ricochet?
Oh, no. Nah, that was Barbarian King Bull. Ooh. I didn't like it at first because I still like Clash Royale a lot. And then I ended up somehow playing Clash Royale 5 minutes a day and Brawl Stars like 40 minutes a day.
Ooh.
And this has been 20 minutes long. I said it's going to be 10. I lied. I'm sorry.
Yay.
Didn't your Clash Royale account get deleted?
I don't really care.
Oh yeah, if you want to know my achievements, like for goodness in Clash Royale.
Oh, we don't want to hear all of that.
And Fortnite. pretty much any Fortnite game I play, that's like a public match I win, because it's so easy. Because we play on Nintendo Switch. In Clash Royale, I got to Master 1, and then I sort of stopped playing the game that much.
Are you just like insanely trophy resetted?
Yeah, I'm in like 4,000s, like 4,090 or something. Hey, it's been like a year since I started playing Brawl Stars. Over a year, wow.
Oof!
Wait, it was probably like around the year anniversary that I started getting burned out of Brawl Stars.
And I kind of play around in Minecraft every once in a while.
We have Minecraft on our Switch now, too.
I had, like, a EB Games gift card for, like, a year, and I had no clue what to do with it. And then I went on the site, and I was like, I should buy Minecraft, because that's fun. And I tried to make an elevator with this redstone book we have. I did it really badly, even though it looked fine.
When I tried to make an elevator in Minecraft, like, 5 years ago, I was fine. Nah, that book was released 4 years ago. Well, whenever I did it, like, 3 years ago, probably. It worked fine, and it was cool, but
there's tons of updates now.
It was really clunky. Yeah, they have, like, bees, but those were added, like, a year ago.
Do you, like, throw fireballs?
I have not.
How do you kill bees?
You use...
The water?
There's giant bees, actually.
Oh, they are.
They're, like...
I never saw bees. Oh, they have, like, piglets
or something. They're, like, a quarter... Piglins?
Yeah, and they're zombie piglins, and they eat your flesh.
I thought they were, like the gold dudes in the Nether. What are the guys with like gold in the Nether called?
Pigmen.
Yeah, I think they're like those, and you can like trade with them.
But I'm gonna try to make in my survival world. Is I'm gonna try to gather enough materials somehow. I need tons of redstone to do it, and like
he's gonna make four like bows. Like what is it? A zombie
it's a
farm?
Mob farm trap, and like they stand under.
Just get unlimited rotten flesh.
Yes. Who want? Oh, but sometimes they have armor and stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
And skeletons have bows.
I mean, it'd probably just be more efficient just to play the game normally.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but it'd still be fun to have that, like,
yeah.
A year later. I'm just, like, walking around with, like, my enchanted diamond armor. I'm just like, hey, my mob farm. And all the chests, like, fill the room with, like, gold armor and stuff. And, like, swords and bows and random bones and rotting flesh. And I'll just, like,
maybe... Sorry if you hear clacking.
Maybe I'll, like, make a chest for all of that rotting flesh.
Alright. I want to see how many people play Fortnite monthly. So the monthly active user base in Fortnite is 56 million. Let's check Brawl Stars.
No, it's probably a little more now. 60 minutes.
60 million? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't find, like, a thing on Brawl Stars. Is Brawl Stars more popular than Fortnite? Alright, no. It's not as popular.
But it's on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Also on YouTube, Brawl Stars hit 10 million subscribers. Let's actually go to YouTube right now and see how many exact subscribers they have.
You can't see exact.
Really?
Hey, that was from that movie we watched. Oh, that looks hilarious. 100% Lucky
Poco. They don't know what you're talking about.
It was just a video. I want to see the Lucky Poco.
Why can't we see how many? Okay, Brawl Stars 10 million subscribers, it says. Let's check out Fortnite. The last time I checked, it was like 10.6 or something.
Fortnite.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Fortnite Chapter 2 Season 7 is coming really soon. There's Fortnite YouTubers that have more. Sorry, you just heard a Zero Crisis story cinematic for Fortnite Chapter 2 Season 6 trailer.
Can I see that?
Ooh. Yes, you can after we do this.
Okay.
That's gonna be all. took up probably way too much of your time for no education at all.
Yep.
I will give you something. Tip of the day, we'll start doing that.
Sure.
Tip of the bye week. The first tip second, of the week.
Yeah.
Dodge shots. Learn how to do that.
And don't smell his farts because you farted.
All right. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
But well, bye. Then what's the fart?